Breakfast with Crossy. It's Brekkie with Crossy here on the Kix Radio Network. Joining me now out of the UK is a singer by the name of Gary Quinn. His new song is called Complicated, and let's say good morning, Gary. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, Luke. Yeah, good to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, no, how's things in the UK at the moment? I mean, we've been seeing from afar that you guys, it's been a bit rough recently.
Yeah, we've been through a couple of lockdowns here, a couple of false starts. But we just got word there from the government last week that come June 21st, live events and lockdowns should be lifted and we should hopefully get back to normality of some form, if anybody can after this. But at least there's light on the horizon now for us to focus on.
Must have been the last 12 months seeing the gigs and that just dry up and disappear and you have no control over it.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I think you don't realise how much you miss that interaction with people whenever you're out and about performing. That's been the big thing that I've missed probably. And just, you know, catching up with colleagues on the road that live in different parts of the UK, but you're going to meet up with them at different gigs throughout the year. And none of us have had any of that. And we've been relying heavily on live streams. So it's been quite difficult in regards to, you know, having an income. But what it has done is give us a focus for new music, to get new music out there, new projects started. And I think, you know, aside from music and work, this has given us some time back. You know, I've been able to spend more time with my children and kind of focus in on some of their activities and what they're doing. And we've had some homeschooling to do as well. So it's not that it's been relaxed at all. It's been pretty heavy going.
Oh, for homeschooling. We didn't really go through it for that long, but I have to say, with my son, who's 5, who just started school, and when he'd bring home this work and, like, talking about the process, how they sound words out and things like that to teach him to read, and I just think, I don't remember this at all. Like, none of this makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a completely different way to, you know, what you just talked about. You know, phonics for how they learn how to speak and read. I never learned through phonics. I just learned the letters and how they were formed, you know. So I've been learning myself. They've been good teachers to me more than anything else.
Yeah. And then trying to encourage them to do a bit of work. And when you look at it like a school curriculum, there's not a lot there. Because most of their time's obviously spent doing things. So I think, listen, if you just get in and do it, we could be done by the lunchtime and you can go do whatever in the afternoon. Nah.
Yeah.
Won't have a bar of it.
No, that's been the difficult part. And my two are different ages, so one requires a bit more attention than the other. You know, my son can get on and do what he has to do, and my daughter just needs that bit more attention. But even that fight for attention can be more problematic than actually sitting down to do the work.
Oh, they just knew. Oh, that's so frustrating. But, mate, you got this new song. It's called Complicated. Is this a COVID baby, or is this one that maybe was before?
So, yeah, this was written back at the beginning of last year. I get out to Nashville as often as I can to meet up with different folks and write as much as I can. So I was always coming back with the intention from Nashville to record new music and get it out there. But with COVID, it put a more heavily focused orientation on what we should do with that strategy-wise. But then the difficulty was, how do I get it recorded? And I was fortunate enough to get out to Sweden in November, in between the two of the lockdowns, and record a couple of tracks. So this is the second track we recorded, Complicated. Nobody, Somebody came out at the beginning of the year there. And so this is a follow-up single, and it came out two weeks ago now. So, yeah, things are going well for it. Fingers crossed it continues to do so.
Is it getting easier as a country artist in the UK and in Europe to kind of get that attention for people to actually look at the genre? And, I mean, for lack of a better phrasing, maybe take it a bit more seriously. Maybe they did, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, there's been a massive upsurge, you know, over the last couple of years. There's been big festivals here. Sea to Sea would have been the big one, Country to Country. So it started around 8 years ago in London. And I know they do a similar event now out in Australia around September time. So that, alongside the TV show called Nashville, was allowing country to be cooler. And then some of the mainstream radio stations here started to play a bit more country. So you're right, over that period of time, country's been taken more seriously. It's not had as much of a stigma. still a long way to go, I believe, but the signs are good. The upsurge in interest is staying high. It's not dropping off. And as such, more and more festivals have come out of that, more and more events. They're focused on country to give new artists platforms to perform. And there's been a couple of 24/7 country stations now in the UK, you know, with big backing. So that's been really interesting as an artist to know that your music can be played in your home country or home nations, as well as you wanting to obviously get over to America and perform, or, you know, going around the world and perform. At least there's more of an acceptability where you're living to actually look at that and say, yeah, that's bona fide and we're happy to play you.
Awesome. Awesome to hear. Mates, well, the new song is called Complicated. It is out now. We're going to give it a spin in a second, but thank you for your time, Gary, and hopefully we catch up again soon.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'd love to get back out to Australia. I played Tamworth in 2019, so fingers crossed we can get across soon.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.